The entire communities of Leixlip and Selbridge are unified in their horror at the damage and criminal damage. I would urge anybody with information to please give it to the Gardaí as soon as possible, and we will continue working with the community to find out if anybody has useful information to give over. Not a single person hasn't expressed how shocked and outraged and how horrifying it is for the staff, and our thoughts are with them as well. And we're going to face a few difficult weeks ahead, and we plan on just sticking together and forging forward positively in light of this.
Fifi, what did you make of the news when you first heard about it?
I couldn't believe it. And Fifi Smith from Friends of Castletown. What strikes me most of all, and what I would hope for, is that it obviously was serious damage done by people who were very able. Therefore, it's not just kids. And I would appeal to both the guards and the OPW, for the sake of the community, to keep information clear and coming to us so that we know what's happening. We don't want any kind of rumour mill, so I would appeal to both the guards and the OPW to be proactive and transparent in the communications about this, because we really need to get to the bottom of it.
Vinnie, I'm sure you'd echo what both Fifi and Nuala have said there in terms of the shock when you heard that this news broke yesterday evening.
I certainly would, Owen. The Save Castletown Committee are shocked by this. It's devastating for the community. We will stand by the staff and the OPW. We support them in everything they're doing to try and get the place back in order. And all we can do is appeal to anybody to give information if they have it.
Raida Cronin.
Yeah, I was at the meeting this morning with the minister, and I heard this. And to be honest with you, I've been walking around all day with just a sadness around this. People have been contacting me. People are sad. People are upset. They're absolutely disgusted with this. This had nothing to do with any of the locals here. We love Castletown House. We love the avenue. We're delighted with the purchase of Donna Cumper House by Kildare County Council. And the photographs I saw today were absolutely devastating. They were very deliberate. It's a shocking state of affairs. And, you know, damaging that house is... That house belongs to the people of Selbridge, the people of Ireland, the people of Leixlip, the people here in North Kildare. And I would urge anybody with any information to go to the guards, to speak to the guards. And also I'll be writing to the Minister for Justice to make sure that we have enough guard working on this to find out what happened, and the people who did this should be held responsible, because this is an attack on all the people of Selbridge, all the people of North Kildare, and it's disgraceful.
Dermot Flynn, your reaction to it?
I represent the Gate Protector Group. I think for us it's mainly a feeling of great sadness. There's been a lot of sadness here for the past year and a half, and this is just heaping more on top of it. We're totally shocked. Hopefully the guards get to the bottom of it as quickly as possible, and if anything we can do to help, we send our best wishes to all the OPW staff that keep showing up here every day. And as I say, if there's anything we can do to help, we'd be more than happy to do that.
The issue then at large, what impact do you think something like this could have on what you're hoping to achieve here with the OPW and those kind of conversations? Nuala, I put that point to you, and the committees here, the public representatives, have been trying their best to liaise with the OPW. We've seen now a new minister come in. There have been calls for meetings between the minister and the committees. But where do you think you go from here now?
I think the biggest thing, the biggest concern I have, and my colleague Claire O'Rourke, who sadly can't be here at the moment, we would be concerned that it would drive a wedge into the community, and we're determined not to let that happen. And we would be concerned that people would unfairly get the blame. So we will continue working with the community in a unified manner, and in support of the reopening of Castletown House. We felt that we were positively progressing. There were some baby steps being made. The minister was going to meet with the groups. I would hope that that would still happen in the next week or two. But my biggest fear is that there would be division in the community. But as you can see tonight, no division is shown, and we want to continue to positively work together and forge forward. And I would just urge again, if anybody has any dash cam footage, any kind of information at all, if they saw anything suspicious, to report it as soon as possible to the Gardaí.
And I know all public representatives as well, we're here at kind of short notice, but I've had messages from Naois O'Carroll, from James Lawless, from Aidan Farley and from Joe Neville, all echoing what's been said here and condemning what's happened. Vinnie, the same point I'd put to you then, in terms of the need for meetings with the OPW, with the minister. There was a working group here as well. Has that been established since the new government has come in?
No, Owen, it hasn't been. There's been relentless calls from all the groups in the area for the minister to resume the working group meetings, and to date nothing has been done and no dates have been put in place. We would appeal to the minister to reach out to the groups. Let's all come together. Let's try and resolve this. And I would just like to say that the attacks on Donald Comper is at the giving a knockback to the renewal of Castletown. It was a way for the staff to get in. It was a way for the staff to start building Castletown back up to its former glory. And it is devastating for the community. So, Minister, it's time to get this meeting going and get our community back to what it loves.
Yeah, the Minister did say today that he intends to, that this isn't going to derail any progress that he's made, that he does intend to meet the community groups hopefully next week. And, you know, we'll be making sure that that happens because, you know, and I know when he meets the people here in Selbridge and he can see the, and I think you're right, it is sadness. It is real sadness. You know, that we've been, this has been going on now for 18 months. And we were getting close to a resolution. And for this to happen now, you know, people have been out protesting, seen, visible, not afraid to take on the arms of the state that they felt weren't doing right by Castletown House, but they were doing it honestly and openly. And what happened there over the weekend, and I do want to give my thoughts to the members of the workers in the OPW who came in and saw that scenes of devastation. That was very upsetting for them, and you know, they take that personally. They know that they have the full support of the people of Selbridge and Leixlip and of North Kildare.
I'd hope that it draws some attention now and shines a light on Castletown, and the Minister and the Chairman of the OPW will start doing things now, keeping the promises that they've made. They've promised to meet the groups, yet they've let us all down again. The Gay Protector Group are here to help people. That's all we do, you know. So this is just, as I said, more sadness heaped on top of everything. We'll continue doing what we're doing. Keep avenues safe for people, and hopefully the Minister delivers now.